there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Thursday. Feels like a Friday. A meat Friday on a Thursday. I said to Tyler, fire up the Traeger grills. Need to raise morale around here. Chimichurri smoked ribeyes today. Smashed cheesy baby potatoes today. That's smashed cheesy baby potatoes today. Yeah, Paul?
I don't necessarily know what that chimichurri sauce is they have at restaurants and we have sometimes that you put on steak, but I love it. I never ask any questions.
Yeah. I don't know how you make it. I just know that Tyler whips it up and the Traegers are fired up today. So are we. Come on in. Stay a while. Al Leiter from the Major League Baseball Network, who once threw a no-hitter, will join us coming up. John Smoltz, who was on the call last night as the Astros blanked the Phillies, a combined no-hitter as the series tied 2-2. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. This program brought to you by the great folks at M-Drive Boost and Burn. You can boost energy, supporting healthy testosterone with clinically tested ingredients. And just for my listeners, get your first 2 weeks of M-Drive Boost and Burn for only $5. Sign up at mdrivedan.com. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that on the way. We say good morning. Good morning if you're on Chat Row. Also, if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, download the app, watch for free. And our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, nearly 400 cities around America. So the World Series is the big news, and it's been entertaining, and we're here tied at 2 games apiece. The Phillies getting no hit last night, and is it just one game? Is that where, if you're the Phillies, you go, hey, doesn't matter what the score was, how many hits we had, we lost. Or if you're the Astros and you go, we shut them down. Nobody has shut the Phillies down. We did. And now you got Justin Verlander going tonight. But you got this incredible lineup with the Phillies and a combined no-hitter. Here's Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies after the loss.
Just to be part of this end of baseball history, just how does it feel when you realize this is just the second World Series? No.
Yeah, I really don't give a Nope. Move on to tomorrow. It's cool. We'll be in the history books, I guess.
Christian Javier and three relievers deliver the first combined no-hitter in postseason history as the Astros won Game 4. And Javier's the first pitcher in baseball history to start multiple combined no-hitters in a career. He recorded the first 21 outs of the Astros' combined no-hitter back on June of this year.
Stat of the day.
He doesn't go past the sixth inning. That's, you know, he reminds me, if you're old enough to remember, Sid Fernandez of the Mets. That guy was unhittable for the first five or six innings. Unhittable, it felt like. He probably took more no-hitters into the sixth inning. Now, he wouldn't finish a game, but he just had that ability to make you miss. But Javier throwing fastballs against a fastball team, do you keep him in? He had 97 pitches. I have no problem taking him out of the game. It's just a different, it's a different game, different strategy. And I know, you know, here's Dusty Baker. Well, I'll let you hear from Dusty Baker on why he pulled out his pitcher.
No, it's baseball in 2022. I mean, if I was the first guy to do that this year, as I recall, I think Dave Roberts had to do that with in L.A., you know, with Kershaw. Especially a young player, you think about his health and his career as much as you think about that game. Like I said, you know, we had a real fresh bullpen, extremely fresh bullpen, and one of the best bullpens around. So, you know, I had full faith that, you know, that they could do the job.
As a fan, I wanted to see him continue. Those days are done. You go into the seventh inning, maybe the eighth inning. You know, some of these pitching records in the World Series, they're not going to be touched ever again, it feels like, in our lifetime. It's just the difference of analytics, the strategy. There's no gut feeling. And then I wondered, if you left him in, now you got to win the game. And Dusty has never won the World Series as a manager. You got to, how do I manage this game? How do I still factor in the historical part of this? Or does that factor in at all? Which it probably doesn't. You just like, hey, got to take you out. That's it. You're not used to going this far or further. I'm taking you out. I don't know if he's going to pitch again in the World Series. He's their fourth starter. Unless it's maybe in a relief appearance in Game 7. But if he stayed in and then you lost the game, then what would we be saying about Dusty Baker? I think you have to look at it, and you can't look at what the end result was. In the moment, I understood it. You know, he doesn't go that. He, you know, there, certain pitchers have this line of demarcation, and for some reason, they go past it, and then trouble happens. I know your limitations. He's 25. He got in there. He was dominant, and he was unbelievable, and you take him out. Do I want the history? Sure. No, when Roy Halladay was throwing a no-hitter for the Phillies, it was awesome to watch. You wanted to see somebody get the ball and not give it to anybody else. Those days are long gone. Yeah, Paul.
What about the danger of it going the other way? I think Javier in the bottom of the sixth was three up, three down, three ground outs. He was perfect. He was not in any trouble, you know. And then you bring in the closers, the relievers. What if it went the other way and the closers, the relievers start giving it up? You're like, this guy was throwing a no-hitter and you pull him?
Yeah.
There's no perfect answer.
I think what Dusty did was the smart approach to this, because you're down 2-1. And this team, you know, the Phillies can get something started quickly. Go to your strengths. I know, and I'm not a big analytics fan, but if you're going to look at this and go, let me be smart here. He did the right thing. We'll talk to Al Leiter. He'll join us coming up here in a couple of minutes. Your phone call is always welcome. Seton, you got a poll question today.
You know who has a couple, Dan? Maybe even thrice?
Fritzy?
Poll questions thrice? Todd Fritz.
What the heck is going on?
What is going on? Must be the M drive.
Yeah, you got your Astros jersey on.
Combined no-hitter.
Yeah, okay.
Feeling good?
Yeah. All right.
Should we roll these out?
Yeah, let's go, Todd.
Okay. The Astros' pitching performance last night was amazing and historic. Over-celebrated. Relax. It was a combined no-hitter. That would be the first one to think about.
Who thinks that it was a big deal last night? Paulie does? Marv does? Okay.
Kind of a big deal. And I'm an Astro fan.
Well, no, it's either a big deal or it's not. You can't do this fence stuff
you always do. Since it's only the second time in World Series history that there was a no-hitter, even if it was with other pitchers, that's a big deal.
Okay, well, then that's what the answer was.
But it's not like a huge deal because it wasn't just by one person.
Right. It's not like a huge deal. It's not like I remember where I was when that happened. It's not that big of a deal.
I'd hold on to the ticket stub if I was there, but I wouldn't be like, guess what this is? I expect to get $1 million for it. Come on, easy.
What polling?
I have a different poll question. It's a very semantic poll question.
Ooh.
Was that a no-hitter last night, yes or no? Was that a no-hitter last night?
Yes.
But people throw no-hitters? Doesn't a person throw no-hitter? Combined no-hitter is like...
Well, what's the definition say? Does it say that a person has to throw a no-hitter, not collectively we throw
like
a no-hitter?
It's almost like a triple-double. A triple-double is specific. A no-hitter is done by a single person.
How many hits did the Phillies get yesterday?
None.
No-hitter.
who had the no-hitter?
The Astros.
Can a team have a no-hitter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they can.
But it's very qualified no-hitter.
Yes, it is.
It's not a no-hitter.
Welcome to 2022. Yes, Marv.
Now, I love the combined no-hitter because that means everybody was throwing gas.
Everybody gets to share in it. Not just one pitcher.
Team sport.
Yeah, how greedy, how selfish
There's
of
no
you.
There's no I in baseball.
Yeah, that you want to take the ball and not give it to anybody else. Yes, Todd.
Two things. First of all, the catcher should get more credit than all the combined pitchers. Secondly, I see where Paulie's going with that. The Phillies were no hit last night. I don't know if a no-hitter was thrown.
Okay, that's
so
semantics.
I think that's what we're talking about.
Look at Paulie and Fritzy online.
Yeah, it's okay. Why
is
not?
There an eclipse happening or something?
The Phillies were no hit. I just don't know if it was a no-hitter.
Well, then we should give credit to the Astros catcher.
And more than the pitcher.
And the Astros catcher is who, Todd?
That would be Alan Ashby.
See? Didn't know, did you? Your team had a combined no-hitter, and you don't know the Astros catcher.
Maldonado?
You just
Maldonado?
Said. You just
I'm not cheating.
Said,
Maldonado.
You just said to give him credit.
I know.
But and you don't even that guy know is. His name.
It was either Maldonado or Alan Ashby. It's got to be one of those guys.
Try to give him credit, but you don't even know who your catcher is.
Jim Pankowitz. It's one of those guys.
Yes, Paul.
It's like, who's the first man on the moon? Who is the first man on the moon? Neil Armstrong?
Neil Armstrong.
But there's other people in the capsule. They didn't walk on the moon. It's almost like a group can't go to the moon. It has to be a person.
It takes a village, Paulie.
Right. But what about the, what is he gone? Buzz Aldrin.
What about the guy who did all the mathematics to get it up there? He never left his cubicle in Houston, but still did all the work.
It's like a group can't be the first people to summit Mount Everest. It had to be a person.
Well, they did give that to Sir Edmund Hillary.
BS.
And then the Tenzing, whatever,
Norgay.
The Sherpa. Yeah, Norgay. He didn't get any credit. He did all the work. He was carrying everything up there.
They were 10 feet away, and Hillary goes, hey, look at the view, and ran up there.
put his hand up first.
Psych. Yeah. You there. Put my stuff down over that way. I'm going to the top.
Make me some tea. I'll be up here making history. Yeah.
You there. Place my belongings over there.
Is that your English?
Yes. That's how Sir Edmund Hillary sounded when he summited.
Todd, what?
It appears Christian Vasquez is the one that was behind home plate for the historic night where the Phillies were no hit.
Wait.
I don't know why I thought it was Maldonado.
Was he the catcher, or you said it appears that he was?
Well, I didn't cheat or anything, but according to this SI story, it says Astros catcher Christian Vasquez earns an outsized piece of no-hit history, so that must be the guy. That would be a weird title.
You cheated. You
I did.
Looked
I
it
looked
up.
It up. I forgot the guy's name. I did. I was going to say Alex Trevino, but I knew it wasn't him.
See, you're trying to deflect here because you're a loser.
Christian Vasquez.
You had to cheat.
I know.
And here we are talking about the Astros.
Bob Nepper and Mike Lacoste, they were part of the whole pitching list.
You cheated.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Real quick, after the game, when they decided who to interview, Fox, they interviewed the catcher, Christian Vasquez. They did not interview any of the pitchers.
And I have no problem with that. He did the catcher when Randy Johnson threw a no-hitter and he said, "Oh, come on, but you got to have my catcher on." Bobby Hammack. And we had both of them on. He wanted to give them credit. All right. So the Astros blanked the Phillies and you got game tonight, game 5, Astros, Phillies. Also, the Eagles will be at the Texans. Are the Commanders for sale? Kyrie, I guess, paid apology is what that was. All right, we'll take a break here. Just getting started on this Thursday. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America. Always love telling you about Panini America because there's always something going on. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. one-of-a-kind digital cards. Also, they're available in packs or at Panini's public auctions. Those are located on the site. You'll find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, featuring official products from the NFL, NBA, UFC, and now, first time ever, FIFA World Cup NFTs available, PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. The NFTs feature the top players, all the big leagues around the world, and all some of the all-time great footballers there. Panini NFT trading cards give collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, and rare inserts from every base pack. It's PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now for you to do is drive them off the lot, the Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. A family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. We'll settle on our poll question coming up. Also, a little later on, John Smoltz, who was on the call for Fox Sports, will join us as well. Al Leiter joins us now. He won 3 World Series titles, once threw a no-hitter back in 1996 when he was with the Marlins. You can watch Al on MLB Central, plus MLB Network's live coverage from the World Series. Gets underway today at 3 Eastern ahead of tonight's Game 5 on Fox. Al joins us on the program. Al, was that a no-hitter last night?
Yes, it was, Dan. No okay. hits. Okay. were not allowed by the Astro pitchers. I hear you. You know what? We just have to get past that. As a baseball fan, here's a guy who in Game 5 of the 2000 World Series, I threw 143 pitches. We ended up losing to the Yankees, but I was so appreciative to this day that Bobby Valentine kept me in the game. Unlike last night, where there's a chance for Javier to come back and maybe in a Game 7. So it all plays in. Yeah, we lose potential great moments for probably the right move of not having a guy stay in. But likely he would have had to have thrown 130, 140 pitches if they kept him in to throw a no-hitter.
Yeah, I had no problem with what Dusty did. Dusty's got to win a World Series. Now, he doesn't have a managerial World Series. He doesn't give a damn about history. He doesn't want to be history from the standpoint of the Phillies, an improbable World Series victory. And I'm not a big analytics guy, but I think he made the right decision, obviously. In the moment, I thought, yes, you take him out. This kid's 25. He doesn't pitch usually past, 6 or 7 innings. And no issue with it. And if you feel like your bullpen's ready to go, he made the right move.
No, no doubt. And the bullpen being lined up, I mean, unless people really bear down on the Astros all year, and we know what kind of roster, I think, before the postseason, you probably would have figured, the Dodger, Astros, I know the Yankees, kind of at the end maybe went a little sideways. But, I had no idea as good as Abreu has been. This guy is elite. Montero has found a home. Presley's been good. So, Dusty's got a lot of options. So when you have the ultimate 3 or 4 or 5 different options, he's got a couple starters that would likely start on other teams if they were on a club with Garcia or Katie. There's a lot there for Dusty. So, yeah, this is 100% was the right move.
How's this play out, Al?
Phillies have to win tonight. I do not see the Phillies going down to Houston winning 2 in a row. I just don't. First of all, the Astros are that good. And I was down just as a fan to watch Game 3. Citizens Bank was amazing. Obviously, you went from 5 home runs and blowing out the Astros to get no hit the next night. But there is an advantage. But the only advantage is that you have to get your crowd behind you. And in order to do so, you got to score early. You got to figure out a way to make it compelling so that you add a little more pressure to the opposing pitching staff. And we'll see. Verlander's he's going to the Hall of Fame. He's going to win another Cy Young. So I think he should have ice in his veins. And if there's a way that you can create an early run, that's what you try to do. But the Philadelphia, really exciting. Even just as a guy who once upon a time played, it was easy to kind of get caught up in the excitement of the home crowd.
We've made a lot out of Lance McCullers maybe tipping his pitches. How often does it happen?
I think it happens a lot. I think it depends on certain hitters. I'll give you a quick snapshot, Dan. When I was with the Blue Jays, Tito Gaston, our manager, who was a longtime hitting coach, he was excellent at picking up something. And then, therefore, once they found it, there were certain guys. Paul Molitor didn't want it. There was multiple times where I would hear, Joe Carter, Robbie Alomar, a couple of the other guys that wanted the tip. And I would ask Molly, and he's like, no, I don't want it. Because if I know it's coming, I'm jumping out of my shoes, and I end up swinging at pitches that I normally wouldn't because I know it's coming. So there's a variety of different things that pitchers can do to alter just the smallest minutia of a delivery. And once you identify that, it's incredible how obvious it is. So I don't know. I don't know if McCullers didn't want to admit to it but it looked to me that there was something going on. So, yeah.
If I'm the Phillies, I would have said, yeah, he was tipping. Like, I want to get into his head. I want him to go, wait, what was I doing? And then, you know, when he comes back, if there's, you know, game seven, then all of a sudden he's up there thinking, that's what I want to do. We're talking to Al Leiter, MLB Network analyst. Your buddy Bruce Springsteen was at the game. Did you see him?
I saw that. No, but he was there last night. I was at game three. So, oh my God, I watched and listened to the Howard Stern interview. I guess it was the first time that Bruce was ever on.
Yeah.
Did you watch it or hear it?
I heard a lot of it.
Oh my God, what fantastic. You know, just, well, Howard can pull it out of people, right? He can kind of disarm you, as you do. And I never heard Bruce, like, go into detail of some real personal stories. Yeah, I wish I was there last night to be able to go over and say hi to the boss.
And we have some exclusive audio of Bruce Springsteen when he was on our show.
Well, all right, come on now. Let's go, Phils. After she played Captain Man.
The Jersey Shore, State Parkway.
You know what bothers me? Okay, Springsteen baseball fan. Al, he said that he could throw the speedball by you. Why not say fastball?
He makes you look like a fool. Yeah, no, he couldn't. Okay. I joked with my kids because Bruce was very good to me over the years, you know, going to concerts and stuff. He was just great. And my kids, when they were little, I told them that he wrote that song for me. And my kids for the longest time, like, really? Yeah, because they knew I was like, you know, I would go to the concert. You know how, like, the crossover, you know, everybody being nice to people. And then I eventually was like, no, he didn't sing that for me. I mean, Jesus.
All right. I know you got to go. I know you got to be on TV. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
By the way, Smoltz's on there. I think Smoltz's been doing great, and I'm not just sucking up. I really enjoyed listening to him breaking it down. I actually was texting my son. I was like, listen to this, man. He's got some good stuff.
Thanks, Al.
All right. See ya.
Al Leiter. You can watch Al on MLB Central plus MLB Network's live coverage from Citizens Bank Ballpark. Gets underway at 3 Eastern, headed tonight's Game 5. Yeah, Paul.
Al Leiter loves Bruce Springsteen.
Yes, he does.
Do you remember the time maybe 4 or 5 years ago we had Al Leiter in studio and you asked, do you have Bruce Springsteen's cell phone? He said, oh, I do, and it's one of the greatest accomplishments of my life to get it. You said, would you text me? Because I will not text him. I will not bother him. He was like very, very serious about it. He was not goofing around.
No, but then he did.
He did, but like you had, he was
and
like
I
very
said,
nervous.
Have you heard back from him? And he goes, no.
That is just the worst non-reply of all time. Because you already did something embarrassing and then it just hangs out there. Oh,
and then Al was like, oh, I never should have done that.
It was a huge mistake.
I said, oh, it was great just to see you squirm. And, you know, a couple of times during the interview, did you hear from Bruce yet? Did you hear from Bruce yet?
Huge mistake.
Yeah. Did you hear from Bruce
yet? I wonder if he's heard from Bruce since then.
I hope so. That's been a few years ago. By the way, Howard Stern sat down with Bruce Springsteen, did a wonderful job letting Bruce just sort of tell stories. That's what Bruce does so well. And, you know, the different songs. He told a story about the song that he sang for Clarence Clemons. If you're a fan of Bruce Springsteen, you know his longtime buddy, Clarence Clemons, saxophone player, was dying. And Bruce was there in front of Clarence Clemons' family. And he had his guitar, and he sang a song to Clarence Clemons. It's a remarkable moment. In the history of interviews that Howard's done and Bruce Springsteen's been a part of, it's one of those moments where, man, did it hit me. It hit me hard when I heard Bruce. And then he started singing the song about Clarence Clemons basically leaving us and going to another place, and I'll see you sometime soon. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Jeremy in Alabama joins us. Hi, Jeremy, what's on your mind today?
Well, I want to say that I agree with Seton when asked, he goes, did the Phillies get any hits yesterday? And I agree, it was a no-hitter. As soon as the game was over last night, I came up with a great joke, and then, like, I'm a songwriter, so sometimes you have to bring in a co-write. So I want to bring you guys in as a co-write for this joke. What did the Phillies and insert musical act here have in common? No hits.
Todd Fritz, okay.
You're awesome. Hopefully you can pull this out. Todd, 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 Todd.
Thank you, Jeremy.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that might have been the dude. There was a dude on social media the other day when we were giving Todd a hard time about something, like on the headline, or maybe Halloween names. That's what I think it was. Yeah. And this dude pulled over and was on the side of the road and was in his car and was like, Fritzy, I believe in you, okay? I want you to do these names. And he started chanting Todd. It was hilarious.
Todd.
For no hits, though. Then that would be like a band that... Who is a band that we've heard of but has no hits?
Most famous band without a top 10 hit. Would that be...
Okay.
What?
Probably like Fish.
Oh, that's a good call,
that's a
Marvin.
Great call, wow. Marvin.
Good call.
Wow, Fish have been around forever.
You ever been around a Fish fan? And then because they're...
Contact Buzz?
Well, yeah, that's true. I told you the time I was at dinner with a couple of guys and they were going to do a Fish concert at the Garden. And they said, you want to go? And I go, no, I'm not built for that. And they go, come on, you got to come in. And we're doing Molly. And I go, what? So we're at a restaurant, and they're saying, yeah, we're going to take Molly, this drug, and go in there. And I said, do you have to be drugged up to enjoy Molly. Fish? And they go, well, it helps. And I go, no, I'm not going in to watch Fish. I don't have 5 hours to spare. Yes, Seton.
I got a quick list here of bands without a top 10 hit. Mm-hmm. And it's like Iron Maiden, Judas Priest.
Really?
The Ramones. Black Sabbath never had a top 10.
Paranoia?
Their band called 10 Years After. I'm not familiar with
that. Oh, they're back in the 60s or 70s.
Bob Marley and the Wailers, no top 10 hits.
No that Woman, is, No Cry?
That is
I Shot the Sheriff?
Crazy. And Bob, that Legend album was on the Billboard top 200 or whatever for like 40 years.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, Paul.
I have Fish with 3 top 10 hits. According to the Billboard charts, I don't know their songs that well, but they have 2 songs that were 7 in the country for a week.
I thought they just had one song. It's a continuous song. They just start, and then they go to about 7 hours, and then they're done.
Lou Reed, no top 10s.
Walk on the Wild Side was not a top 10.
Got to 16 was the highest. Joe Walsh, nope.
Rocky Mountain Way?
How about that?
The Smoker You Drink, The Player You Are.
Legendary song.
Yeah. Rocky Mountain Way?
Man.
Yes, Marv.
Yeah, some of these bands and some of these songs seem like they really got big over time. Like Bob Marley looks like over time. I bet Eric Clapton's version of I Shot the Sheriff went.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, Clapton's.
I don't want to say why, but.
It's like the old singer Pat Boone. He would take Little Richard songs and then make them hits. And, you know, because Little Richard didn't get that opportunity.
I shot the sheriff, and I didn't shoot the deputy. Yeah,
Paul.
I've had this theory for a while that Bob Marley is the safest famous person of all time. Like 100 years from now, Bob Marley will be famous, not just for his music, because if you ever go to Jamaica, it's like he's Jamaica. They're one in the tourism in Jamaica is wrapped around Bob Marley as a country, and it's a very popular tourist attraction. I've been there like 4 times. Mm-hmm. Bob Marley's entrenched with that country, and I don't think that goes away. Like a guy like Michael Jordan, I think will be famous in 100 years. Barack Obama will be, I think, famous in 100 years. But I think Bob Marley is guaranteed. Like the Beatles, too, but Bob Marley has a country that he's basically partnered with.
Yeah, but the Beatles have England.
They do. Yeah, but if when you go to Jamaica, you walk in the airport, there's Bob Marley stuff everywhere. And there's not like a second celebrity.
Yeah, but the size of Jamaica compared to the size of England. Yeah,
they have a lot more famous people.
Yeah, Seton.
Oasis basically took over England anyway.
No, that's true.
It's kind of Oasis than the Beatles.
Yeah, they love to tell you they have more hits, number one hits or something than the Beatles do.
I mean, you go to Liverpool, it's like, oh, yeah, that's right, the Beatles are here.
Yeah.
But where did like the Oasis ever come through?
Liam and Noel Gallagher.
Legends.
Yeah.
They're the Pat Boone of English music. They basically took the Beatles music and remade it.
Yeah. One of the brothers hit the other one with a hammer, I think, when they were growing up. Like, they battle. It's almost like the Black Crows.
They don't like each other.
I think they're back. They were touring again.
The Brothers Robinson?
I think they're friends again.
No kidding.
I think so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I think so. Time heals old wounds. Yes, Marv.
are they friends, or was the check just so big? Like, we can't do this solo, so let's just, I hate this guy, but how much you say you were going to pay us?
Fair.
I think it's pretty tough to travel, be around each other, be in vans or cars or SUVs if you don't get along.
I'm only doing it if I get my own bus.
Yeah.
That's it.
I've been around that before. I've witnessed that.
Yeah, where, that's a real thing.
Yes. It's like, I want my own bus. Yes, Todd.
And now they're calling themselves Two Live Crows, which is really strange because that's not their kind of genre. I don't think. I don't know, they're putting their toe into the rap world. I don't know what's going on with them. Two Live Crows.
But then you have Counting Crows and Black Crows. If you could have, who had the crows first? Because I don't know if I would have done Counting Crows or I would have done Black Crows.
I think Counting Crows broke before.
Around here?
I think.
Before the Black Crows did?
I think so, briefly.
I don't know. It feels
about the same time-ish, isn't it?
Yeah. But wouldn't you distance yourself? If somebody's already, well, you're not sure if Counting Crows is going to be a big band, and the Black Crows, you know, maybe if they came up with that first, they're not worried about somebody, you know, that they don't even know of. Sort of got the same name.
Hey, little thing. I'm like.
Two other poll thoughts, according to Fritzy.
Okay, so we did the no-hitter, no-hit thing. The second one is Kyrie Irving's donation to anti-hate causes is genuine, phony, flat, no shot of believing his sincerity. Flat as in flat earth and no shot as in vaccine. See what I did there?
Yeah, Paul.
I would add in forced.
Well, it's definitely that.
By the NBA.
Well, you know, by not saying anything, not doing anything, the NBA looked bad, I think. The commissioner didn't say anything. They put out this vague memo, and I'm like, come on. You got a problem with this? I'm going to guess that behind the scenes, commissioner probably had a conversation with Kyrie Irving. But did Kyrie all of a sudden wake up and go, gosh, I understand why I might have hurt some people? I don't think so. Kyrie doesn't strike me as, I'm going to apologize, because Kyrie thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. Yeah, Paul.
This is very apples and oranges, and I'm not comparing the two or what they've said. But I wonder if Kyrie and his agents and people who make money for him looked at what happened to other people who are very famous who have shoe deals in the past month and how those deals could be lost with public against public sentiment.
Kyrie loses a lot of money.
Yeah.
On his vaccine stance, lost a lot of money, now $500,000 here. I don't know if they say, you don't want to be the Kanye West of sports here, buddy. Yes, Paul.
I have an update on Counting Crows versus Black
Crows.
Right
here.
Counting Crows broke in August of 93. Their album dropped, and they had a number one hit within a month. Right. The Black Crows, Shake Your Moneymaker, their first studio album, was late 1990. Hard to Handle, She Talks to Angels, Jealous Again, Twice as Hard, all hit the charts.
That was a big album.
Big album.
Yeah.
And those are also their greatest hits.
Yeah,
those are all
in them. That's pretty much
it. It was a big album, though.
That was
a big deal.
She Talks to Angels. That was a big deal.
That's all pre-grunge, too, by the way. That's before Nirvana and Pearl Jam really hit. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, just before.
Yeah. So it's like the end of hair metal. Not that they were a hair metal band,
they were.
But Chris Robinson certainly liked to fluff his hair up whenever he could.
Yes, Paul.
I always wish Guns N' Roses would have stayed together and made a few more albums when they were rolling instead of just kind of disbanding. Mm. They had a nice run.
They had a thing. Yeah. But then you get into the whole Buckethead era, and you're like, that's not really
That's what I'm saying. Don't need any Buckethead.
Yeah.
I think they're lucky to just still be alive, basically, right?
And that's what hurts them the most. They would be legendary if a couple of them kicked. You can't have everyone survive.
Really hurt their sales.
Do you think that they get together and they go, God, I hope Nikki Sixx isn't. Hey, Nikki, how are you? Yeah. Who was the other one? Mars?
Nick Mars.
Hey, Nick. Nick's alive.
He just had to retire from touring, that fella.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses had a drummer, though, that had some troubles. Duff McKagan?
Duff McKagan?
No, Duff was the bass player.
Bass player.
Steven Adler was the first was the first drummer, and he got himself a little too mixed up in some extracurricular.
Yes, Marv.
I don't know about the end of Guns N' Roses when Axl was trying to be Elton John. like, you know, he's a little bit on
November
the piano.
Rain?
November Rain? Are you slandering November Rain?
He was on the piano a little bit too much for my taste.
All the rock bands always have to have a ballad. Just because Zeppelin Zeppelin gave you Stairway to Heaven, everybody had to have a ballad.
Hey, Marvin brings up a good point, though. Guns N' Roses basically turned into Styx at that point, and it was like, what
that.
Kind of crap is this?
But she said, yeah, I love that.
Of course she does.
Babe, I love Babe.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
At the risk of this sounding like a political statement, I always wanted less guns and more roses. I don't know how you guys felt
about that. No, right. Got our play of the day coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. If you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride from the pandemic to inflation, and you could use a break. And maybe we can help you. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. And it's not a loan. It's an actual refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions, and maybe they can help you. They've been helping a lot of people. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses. They have a team of tax attorneys at GetRefunds.com that are highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program. They might be able to help you. They do all the work, no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. And businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me. That's GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the Kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Play of the day.
Check this out.
Reeves got to get it in three-point country. It's to Ryan on its way. He's got it. Matt Ryan sends it to overtime.
I told you that's why he should be in the game.
That's your play of the day, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet. Matt Ryan of the Lakers hit the three-pointer at the buzzer to force overtime. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Stifel. Find a Stifel financial advisor, STIFEL, Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated. We achieve success at different times in different ways. You want to reach your financial goals, and you can with the help of Stifel. Member SIPC and NYSE. I saw where Matt Ryan was trending, and I thought, oh my gosh, maybe the Colts released him. And then all of a sudden I go, oh, the other Matt Ryan. Yes, Paulie.
I'd never heard of this gentleman before. Matt Ryan, he went to Notre Dame, Vanderbilt, and UT Chattanooga. He played a total of 5 minutes for the Celtics last season and had 3 points. And this season he's averaging 14 minutes a game for the Lakers.
Yeah, can't leave him open.
Ah.
Shooter, as we like to say. Luka Doncic scored 33. The Mavs beat the Jazz. So Luka is the third player in NBA history to score at least 30 points in each of his first 7 games of a season. Wilt Chamberlain did it twice. Jack Twyman played for the Royals. They might have been the Rochester Royals then. 1959. Also, the Bucks, they are now 7-0. They've done this before. The last non-Bucks team to start 7-0 was Golden State back in 2015-2016. All right, so that's our play of the day. What's poll question we're going with?
Dan, we put up, was last night really a no-hitter?
Okay.
Your options were yes or no. Do you want to guess? 62% say yes, it was a no-hitter.
Okay. Yeah, it was a no-hitter. There were no hits.
That's yes. Yeah, you have to change the language.
Yes.
Andrew Perloff weighed in and said, of course not. It was barely even a shutout. True.
How could something be barely a shutout?
It's barely even a shutout.
Tell McLovin to get ready for his own show.
I believe he is.
Oh, he is?
Oh, snap.
He's getting ready by watching this show?
They steal all of our content.
Yeah, well, they're not the only ones. We want to say hello to McLovin, who JK. Is apparently watching and listening to the show.
JK.
Yeah. Oh, you were just kidding.
JK.
JK.
That solves it.
Yeah. I saw where Jerry Jones had a Halloween costume where he dressed as a blind NFL referee.
Redundant.
Okay, Paulie, you have one good eye.
I'm legally blind in my left eye, so I think I'm allowed to make jokes here.
All right. Do you have a problem with Jerry Jones going as a blind official for a Halloween party?
No, I don't really think any people who suffer from that are bothered by it either. First off, if you're blind, how would you know what he's wearing?
But I would think if you're blind, you have other issues. Like, you're not going, yeah, who's making fun of us? Jerry Jones.
Plus, if you're blind, you would have no idea what his Halloween costume is.
Well, somebody could tell you.
Right.
And then you could go, wait, that's not right.
That seems like faux anger.
Yes, he.
Are we then to assume that everyone who's at, say, a football game who yells, "Ref, what are you, blind?" is actually blind? Or,
right.
I mean, it's a fairly common thing that's heard in sporting events all over the world. Ref, what are you, blind?
A harmless stereotype that Jerry Jones had fun with.
That's all right. No. Like, there's so many other things to be upset about. But there are a certain faction that, like, I'm upset about anything and everything. I just don't have the time to be that angry at that many things.
Well, must be nice, Dan.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
You're right. Yes, Paul.
As soon as my high school buddies found out that I couldn't see out of my left eye, instead of being like, "Oh, can we help you with anything? Oh, can we check on you?" All they did was, like, put their hands up on my left side of the face, put stuff up there, and goof with me. That's what people do. You know, have fun with it.
Yeah, I'd wear a patch.
I should have wore a patch.
Yeah.
I think it would have helped with the girls.
I know.
Couldn't have hurt.
Yes. Oh, we were talking about the best power ballads. I'm like, can you use the word best with power ballads?
Fair question.
Yeah.
Fair question.
Do you think Zeppelin kind of ruined it for everybody because they gave us Stairway to Heaven? Therefore, now all the other bands, the rock and roll bands after that, you had to have a power ballad. Ooh, Paulie's got the eye patch on.
The old plaid patch.
I like it.
But isn't Stairway to Heaven one of the great, considered a great song?
It is, but I'm not a big fan of it. I mean, I understand its place in history, but like, okay, I've heard it. I'm not a power ballad guy.
It feels like in the 80s, the power ballad really took off,
yes.
Especially because of like hair metal.
Oh, hell yeah.
No. No, I don't. No. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Just not.
Big. He goes from the piano to the guitar.
Man, he's incredible.
It's basically Styx. This is essentially a Styx song.
November Rain.
See, even though these are that's a power ballad.
Yeah.
But at least it picks up at some point. Like,
well, because Stairway to Heaven picked up halfway through the ballad.
Yeah, it can't just be ballad. Ballad would be Air Supply. There's no power.
Oh, okay.
You have to have the power.
Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad.
This is where I go get a beer. I do.
Every rose has its dawn.
Yeah. Give me some drums. Oh, the guitar.
Oh, CeCe. Pick up that guitar and talk to me.
Damn good music.
Is Red Hot Chili Peppers Under the Bridge? Is that a power ballad?
Probably.
It kind of feels power ballad.
Is Dream On by Aerosmith a
Definitely.
Power ballad?
100% a power ballad.
Yeah, Paul.
If you start low with like softer instruments, then ramp up in the second half, that's the definition of power ballad.
Yeah, a little Dream On by Steve and company.
Dream On! It's that part.
But then they ramp it up. It's the Stairway to Heaven effect. John Smoltz will join us coming up a little bit. We'll take a break here. 1 hour in the books. Two more to go. Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out hour one. Tunnel to Towers. Will not forget. They have the Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida, and they're doing even more for their program's recipients. It's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land, but also your kindness and generosity. First of its kind, a community of 110 homes that are for the foundation's program recipients. Families of fallen first responders, Gold Star families, families of catastrophically injured first responders and service members. All in one community, as neighbors, they can grow together. Children play together, grow up together, loving families being there for one another through good and bad times. Help America's greatest heroes and make sure that we do good and never forget. The foundation will help with every mortgage-free home. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, and we thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.